This is Transforming Learning. In the TL Podcast, we share conversations with teachers about classroom strategies that elevate teaching and learning. If you hear a helpful idea, let us know by sharing the episode or leaving a review on iTunes. We are at CBD Consulting on social media. And don't hesitate to connect with us directly or browse our other resources at cbdconsulting.com/elevateedu. From everyone here at Communications by Design, we hope you enjoy. If you're looking for some quick and practical tips to capture and demonstrate student learning, keep listening. I'm Zach Ripley, and let me first preface by saying that this episode will sound a lot like we are jumping into the middle of a conversation. In a previous interview with Katie Nethaway, the third grade teacher from Langsburg Elementary, who shared thoughts about flexible seating in episode 17, we ended up on a few tangential thoughts that ended up being by themselves both interesting and practical. So for episode 46, I want to share part of that conversation with Katie when she describes some of the tools and strategies she and her students utilize to demonstrate learning. One other note, we begin by referencing what Katie calls positive choice projects. As a point of clarity, Katie's students have a menu of activities and projects they can complete when they have finished the foundational work for a lesson. These are usually quite dynamic and variable in nature to allow for flexibility within students' interests and expertises, and Katie just calls them positive choice projects. Enough explaining, though. Listen as Katie and I discuss capturing and demonstrating student learning. You were talking about the positive choices, and there's a number of different kinds of things they might do, and that tends to look different depending on the subject area or the content for the time. But one of the things you've described in the past is how students are demonstrating their learning in different ways, and specifically creating things to try to capture that learning in some way. Can you talk about that at all, and how does that fit in with the positive choice idea?
Yeah, so I have implemented and tried a lot of new ways for students to show their learning, because it's not all about task completion and I'm going to fill out this worksheet and I'm going to turn it in and I'm done. I see this a lot more so with some of the reading worksheets that our curriculum provides for us, although they're great. Some of them are easy for them to just fill in the blanks and not really understand what the learning target is for that assignment. So I think a lot about vocabulary. There are vocabulary word worksheets that they match a word and a definition. They fill in the sentence with the missing word. That's the vocabulary word for the day. And about half my class would be fine with understanding the vocabulary words and just doing them in that aspect and being able to test on them and do fine. But I had noticed that some of my students weren't doing very well on vocabulary words that seemed pretty simple. And so I got thinking and talking with Zach about ways that I could have kids show me their learning in a different way. And so we came up with that. Well, a couple weeks I used Seesaw, and they created a Seesaw video explaining their vocabulary words orally and then using them in a sentence and then uploading that to my classroom feed. I also started using Flipgrid and doing the same type of thing. Flipgrid I like because they only have 90 seconds to talk to you, so they really have to pre-know what they're going to say, and they have to have a really good idea or understanding of the concept or the word in order to share and get them all in that 90 seconds. So we have like 7, I think, vocabulary words for the week. So they get on, they share their definition, they share their sentence, and it's just been a really great way to have them show me their learning in a different way. So that's something that I would assign maybe during their center time, is do a Flipgrid about your vocabulary words. During math time, when math was finished, I always felt like I had these kids that were done fast and, yeah, they could help other students, but then that got really loud, or here, let's do another worksheet. Well, then they weren't, I felt like I was almost punishing them because I'm giving them more worksheets to do. And so I let them choose that they can get on MovieMax or Front Row, and I also have a multiplication fact flashcard website that I found that was really great. And so they have their choice that they can get on one of those three things. And MobiMax and Front Row are really great for math application. It kind of is more self-paced, and they have to go through all these questions and steps and learning before it moves them to the next target. And it just gives them a wide variety of math problems. And it's nice because they can choose if they want to go on MobiMax one day and Front Row the next day, that they still have that choice and it's something different. It's not the same thing every day because I'm done early.
So you can see that from Katie's perspective, a number of these things can be simple and brief. But in fact, she also leverages more complex and dynamic options that involve creative and critical elements beyond those described. That said, I encourage you to follow up with Katie if you want to hear more about some of the powerful ways her students demonstrate learning. She welcomes any communication and can be reached best by email via katie.nethaway@langsburg.k12.mi.us. Take a look at the episode description for a more direct link to her email. Thanks again for tuning in. Thanks for listening to Transforming Learning by CBD. Continue the conversation with us by visiting cbdconsulting.com/elevateedu, where you can contact our team to help brainstorm, plan, reflect, or troubleshoot your ideas and strategies. For more podcast episodes, visit anchor.fm/cbdpodcast or subscribe to us on your favorite podcast app. Help us get the word out by leaving a review and rating on your podcast app, as well as sharing on your favorite social media platform. Tag @CBD Consulting, and we'll be sure to respond.